Hello, it's David Griffiths here again, and this is podcast 11 in the Speak On series, and it's actually part 2 of the 2 podcasts which are looking at using Speak On in the cloud. In the first of this 2-part series, I set up a portable version of Speak On and installed it on Dropbox on my desktop machine downstairs. And just to remind you, we loaded that portable version with an audiobook called Realm Divided, an album from Bonnie Light Horseman, and an ebook about Napoleon Bonaparte. We also loaded a podcast from Navarra Media. I also copied that portable and media install across to OneDrive. Now we're going to go into my bedroom where the laptop machine is located, where I have done nothing to set up Speak On, but hopefully we will find the portable versions in both OneDrive and Dropbox to be fully functional. So the first thing I'm going to do is to find my Dropbox folder on my laptop. So if I go Windows M, right, and I'm going to find my document folder again in Dropbox. Right, and hopefully, there we are. That's the folder that we created downstairs on my desktop machine, which had been faithfully mirrored across to Dropbox on my laptop. So if I press Enter on here, and we should find the startup bat file here as well. So if I cursor down, I'll just press Enter here. And it will take a little while. My laptop is a bit slower than my desktop.
Speak On Media Suite. Manager Task. Available Media Tasks.
Now you will notice that it is a different voice from that which you heard on my desktop machine. And the reason for that is that what I set Speak On to speak with downstairs was the default Sappify voice on my desktop machine. Now Speak On's done exactly the same thing up on my laptop machine and have found the default Sappify Microsoft voice on my laptop on the downstairs machine, and there the default voice with Microsoft David. Up here on my laptop, the default voice with Microsoft Hazel. Now if we go down through Speak On,
audiobooks, 3 of 7. Audiobooks task. Player. Loading last media played. Player. Realm divided. Realm divided part 02. 2 of 7.
And you'll see that Speak On has not only recognised that we were reading Realm Divided, but it also recognised that we were on part 2. And I can confirm that because if I press Tab,
bookmarks list. Bookmark 1, 1 of 2. Current reading bookmark, 2 of 2.
So if I go to bookmark 1,
bookmark 1, 1 of 2.
And press Enter.
Through the green, gently rolling landscape of the Thames Valley, connecting London, the capital and largest city, with the important...
So the bookmark had been carried across from my desktop machine onto my laptop machine, which I think is a very powerful feature.
Manager task.
So let's just go to Tech Publication to check our ebook.
Text Publications, 2 of 7.
Enter.
Text Publications task. Player. Loading last media played. Player. Napoleon Bonaparte. A Life. Level 1. Jolloy. Jean-Baptiste Prosper. Journal d'un ingénieur attaché à... 50 of 52.
So again, Speak On has recognised that the ebook that we were reading downstairs and had loaded me straight into it and at the same place I left reading before. Again, if we press Tab.
Bookmarks list. Current reading bookmark. 2 of 2.
You'll see that actually we've got the current reading bookmark, but also...
Bookmark 1, 1 of 2.
A bookmark which I set downstairs had been carried across.
Manager tab.
Right, now I'm going to go to music.
Music. 4 of 7.
And there was a album which I loaded downstairs called Bonnie Light Horseman, which is a very good album, by the way. So if I press enter.
Music task. Player. Loading last media played. Player. 01. Bonnie Light Horseman .mp3. Ready.
Enter.
It start playing again.
Enter.
So you'll see that actually from this content that Beacon is synchronizing across all these media applications. Let's just check the podcast.
Manager task. Podcast. 4 of 7.
Enter.
Podcast task. Player. Loading last media played. Connecting dot dot dot. Player. Navarra Media. First Media. TYSKY Sour, Rule Breaker. 1 of 250. Ready.
And press enter.
Enter.
Connecting dot dot dot.
Enter.
And we're actually taking straight back to where we were listening to in the podcast before. And just to confirm that, if I press tab.
Library. Media Tree. Podcast.
And then arrow across.
Level 1. All feeds. Internet directory. 1 of 4.
Then go down.
Favorites. Directory. 2 of 4.
And cursor across.
Level 2. NavarraMedia.rls. Feed. 1 of 1.
And you can see that our favorite had been carried across from the downstairs machine to the laptop machine upstairs without any intervention by myself. Now, I'm just going to close Speakon here.
Shutting down Speakon Media Suite.
Now, I just want to spend a moment talking about the different ways the Dropbox and OneDrive organize their syncing in the cloud. Now, on the desktop machine on which we first created our portable installation in the first podcast, I had a 6 terabyte drive. I had a very big drive. On my laptop, I have a much smaller drive, and that's much smaller drive is nowhere near big enough to hold all the files that are contained on my OneDrive and Dropbox folders. So the cloud services deal with that in different ways. On my laptop, I have Dropbox set to something called Selective Sync, and that is where I tell Dropbox what folders I want to have synced, and that makes life very straightforward for where we put our Speakon portable installation, because it's in the document folder which I have told Dropbox I definitely want synced all the time and mirrored onto my laptop drive. With OneDrive, it's slightly more complicated, and with another feature of Dropbox, it's slightly more complicated. If you have something called Smart Sync enabled, or if you have a OneDrive installation, you don't tell Dropbox or OneDrive where you want your folders to be synced, but they try to intelligently guess what you want available at any one time. What that means, therefore, for Speakon, is that you will need to tell if you have a Smart Sync in Dropbox or if you have OneDrive, you need to tell those cloud services that you always want your Speakon installation located locally on that drive. If you have Smart Sync enabled, therefore, in Dropbox, you need to bring up the context menu on your portable installation folder, as we created in the first podcast, and you need to go to Smart Sync, and there you will find in the context menu two options. One will be local and one will be online, and you have to have that set to local. In OneDrive, you have to do something similar, and I'll be demonstrating that now. So I'll just go first of all to my laptop document folder, which is a OneDrive folder.
Windows E, 10, E, documents, 3 of 10.
To open documents up.
Enter. This PC, items.
Right, and if we press 00 now, we should come to this folder that I created and copied across on my desktop machine into OneDrive. So if I go
0000 portable 71 of 96,
and there it is, that's the same installation. Now, if you've got detail view, set on your Windows installation, you should be able to cursor across to get some information. So if I right arrow now,
status available on this device, 7197.
You see that OneDrive is telling me that this portable folder is available on this device. So it's going to work, hopefully. But if I cursor back,
00 portable 71 of 97
there's an audio book, for example, called Plantagenet. If I right cursor,
status available when online, 73 of 97.
It says available when online. So that wouldn't work if you had SpeakOn Portable installed, so it only works when available online. That wouldn't work as a portable installation. So what you have to do is, if I go back to this audiobook,
Thomas D. Costa, Plantagenet, 033 Edwards, 73 of 97.
It brings up the application key.
Applications. Context menu to navigate. Press up or down arrow. Open.
And if you cursor down,
Alt rename here, D. Copy folder path, C. Daisy book generates, D. Daisy your contents, C. Daisy your narration, D. Daisy your organizer, O. Open a new window, E. Pin the quick access, P. Codex submenu, X. Add the VLC media, click. Add the speak on media, play with speak on media, C.
Go down quite a long way.
Play with VLC media player, P. Share, S. View online, V. Always keep on this device, A.
That's the one. I'm sorry, my jaws is a little bit fast. I should have slowed it down. What it's saying there is always keep on device. Always keep on this device. If I just play it again.
Always keep on this device.
Always keep on this device. And if you hit that button on your portable folder installer SpeakOn, then OneDrive, it may take a little while, OneDrive will make sure that all the files you need to start up SpeakOn properly with the portable installation will work. Now, what I should do before going on is just make sure that you know how to get detailed view so that you can tell those things easily by right arrowing. And just to show you how I do that, which is very easy, is focus on any file in the folder. Stay on that one. So you go then control space to deselect it.
Control space, not selected, Thomas D. Cosmetic Plantagenet 0333 Edwards.
You said not selected. I then bring up the application key again, which you use with the application key, or Shift F10.
Applications, context menu to navigate, press up or down arrow, V, view submenu, V.
And you'll see the first option is view.
Extra large icons, X.
And then you'll hear all the different options, but the one we want,
content, D, title, S, detail check, D, list, F, detail check, D.
It detailed. And you'll hear it check because that's the one that I always have. So if you have detailed view check, you'll always be able to right arrow to find out all sorts of information. Now I'm just going to go up to my SpeakOn Portable installation again.
0000 portable 71 of 97.
And then press enter.
Enter. See user script OneDrive document 0.
And then I haven't actually tried this, but I'm assuming it's going to work. I'm going to go down to the Start SpeakOn back.
Start SpeakOn media sleeve back 202.
There we go. So press enter on that.
SpeakOn media sleeve.
SpeakOn media suite.
And it started.
Use the manager's tool sub menu to add and remove plugins. Manager task.
And if we cursor down again.
Text publications podcast.
We were on podcast before.
Text publications 2 of 7.
And again.
Enter.
Text publications task. Player. Loading last media played. Player. Napoleon Bonaparte. A life.
Okay.
Level 1. Ready.
Now I'll just quickly check the other features. Control F4.
Manager task.
Hey.
Audiobooks. 3 of 7.
We go to audiobooks.
Enter.
Audiobooks task. Player. Loading last media played. Player. Realm divided. Realm divided part 02. 2 of 7.
Okay.
Manager task.
And then we go to the final one with music.
Music. 4 of 7.
Enter.
Music task. Player. Loading last media played. Player. 01. Bonnie Light Horseman .mp3. Ready.
And.
Manager task. Available media task.
Finally, we go down to podcast.
Podcast. 4 of 7.
Enter.
Podcast task. Player. Loading last media played. Connecting ... Player, Navarro Media.
There we go.
First Media. TYSKY Sour, ready.
Okay. Some distance to close down.
Shutting down SpeakOn Media Suite.
So So, in theory, you could set up two SpeakOn portable installs working from the cloud, one to refer to your books and music which may be stored on Dropbox, and one to refer to the books and music which you want to have stored on OneDrive. Clearly, it wouldn't be sensible to have two SpeakOn installs for reading the same book. It would make perfect sense to have one installation for OneDrive and one installation for Dropbox. You can also have your RNIB eText login information working in a portable version of SpeakOn, and that will synchronize just as successfully. And also, of course, you can have your TuneIn radio installation working as well. Okay, bye-bye.